Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, December 3rd, 2020. Today he is talking about the importance of self-acceptance. You truly can have no idea of the immense power of love that flows through you all in every moment. Today I want to talk to you about self-acceptance, not self-esteem, just self-acceptance. There are very few among you who have not suffered psychological and emotional trauma as you grew from infancy, as soon as your consciousness began to arise in utero, to adulthood. Those traumas are the basis of your fears and lack of self-acceptance. The traumas were the result of judgment and shaming by those who were your caregivers, parents, close relatives, siblings, school teachers, who were all, with no exceptions, doing the best that they could in each moment. They too had been traumatized from infancy. When you are traumatized, your human nature automatically builds psychological and emotional defenses. And when you become a little bit independent, crawling, toddling, you start making your first attempts to build physical defenses to help you feel safe through bodily physique and/or strong personality development. The result is that most people, when interacting with others in any manner at all, are on the alert in case they experience a situation in which they feel a need to defend or assert themselves or preemptively attack someone else. This is an extremely stressful manner in which to live your daily lives. This has been an aspect of human life for an extremely long time, and now, with the collective awakening process approaching completion, the amount of stuff arising into people's awareness for acknowledgement, forgiveness, and release has become enormous. All your triggers or buttons concerning self-acceptance are being massively activated, thus intensifying the felt need to be alert and on guard against attacks of any kind. Naturally, because you all feel, even if you are unaware of it, the energy signatures of others, this sense of threat and the need to be alert becomes intensified. Therefore, I want to remind you yet again that you are, each and every one of you without any exceptions, the beloved children of God, whom she created perfect, as divine beings like unto herself. This being the absolute truth, please accept that it is so, and make a point of giving yourselves permission to accept yourselves just as you are. Yes, as humans playing the game of separation, it appears that you do have a multitude of flaws and inadequacies, and of course you do make errors and mistakes as you live your human lives. However, instead of judging and condemning yourselves for those errors and mistakes, become aware of and understand the lessons with which they presented you when they occurred. And then you can learn from them and move forward very positively on your individual paths of spiritual evolution. To refuse to accept yourselves and then to spend inordinate amounts of time in self-criticism and negative self-judgment, or in egotistical denial of your faults and inadequacies, drains your energy. Frequently remind yourselves of your divine provenance and of the truth that God totally accepts you just as you are. And this is most certainly the case, and, therefore, necessarily honor and respect your eternal oneness with God, your absolute inseparable oneness with God. Doing this enormously increases your energy, strengthening your field, thus ensuring that you most powerfully share and extend the love that you are, the love flowing unceasingly through your human form, with all those with whom you interact in any manner at all, even if only for an instant, the holy instant. This is why you are presently on earth in human form, and deep within yourselves you do know this, so allow yourselves to become aware, fully aware of this divine truth. Yes, you may well find it difficult to be constantly self-accepting, so call on me or on anyone on your spiritual support team with whom you usually or normally commune, to praise and encourage you in this vital personal undertaking which greatly assists all of humanity in the ongoing and accelerating awakening process. In spite of the chaos, conflict and confusion being reported by most of the media, humanity's collective awakening process is moving forward very rapidly, just as divinely planned and intended. The divine will, God's will, is always achieved, and each and every conscious being is an aspect of that divine will. Therefore it is good, very good, to be celebrating as you advance toward your collective awakening, because this increases the intensity of your awakening intention, at the same time reducing or dissolving any doubts you may have about reality, the existence of Source, Mother, Father, God, and what that means. Each time during the day that you go within, remind yourselves of your inseparable and uninterruptible connection with your oneness with Source. Doing just this is all that you need to do to be the change that the world needs now. Yes, of course some of you have tasks to carry out in the physical environment that will assist people to awaken, to be healed and freed from their stuff, but your time spent within, holding and resetting the intent to be only loving, is an absolutely essential aspect of the awakening process. The more frequently and consciously you reset that intent, the more powerfully it flows through you, healing humanity. As humans in form, you truly can have no idea of the immense power of love that flows through you all in every moment, because you are divine beings. You are having a temporary experience in form in order to massively assist in the awakening. You choose to be here to do this now, in this now moment, as you read this message or listen to it. This is the meaning for which so many of you have been searching outside yourselves, admiring those you see as more spiritually aligned, enlightened, or advanced than you are. Cease comparing yourselves to others. It can be a major distraction from being yourself, the only one you can be and are. When you find yourselves making comparisons of this nature, notice what you admire in another and realize that it is but a mirror image of your own beautiful self reflected back to you. As individuals, you are each perfect but unique and different reflections of the One, of Source, and when you allow yourselves to just be, then that is what others experience as you. The calm, stable, peaceful beauty that is Source, reflected back to them to show them their true selves. Stop underestimating the powerful, loving beings that you are. Allow yourselves to be seen and experienced as the love that you truly are. Know that this is why you are here now, in this only moment, this moment that exists for all eternity. As time ceases momentarily for you and brings you into awareness of this magnificent and intensely inspiring truth. Your loving brother, Jesus.